Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize Satan's wiles. It's imperative in order to gain victory that we recognize the wiles of Satan. And I want you to keep in mind today that Satan's attacks are tailor-made and methodically selected to attack each person's specific weaknesses and their vulnerabilities. He's always trying to stump you. He's trying to interfere with you. And any time that the Lord is getting ready to do big things in your life and move you to different levels, He is always going to shoot some arrows your way. And if He can't get to you, He's going to do it to your family, or He'll do it to your friends. He'll do it something to get your focus off of God's work and get it over there so you can't focus and you can't concentrate. Amen, amen. And it's not a good feeling. I've been there, and I'm sure that most of you in here at one time or another have experienced similar situations to where your mind is just so involved in what the enemy is throwing your way. And not only that, he's constantly on your shoulder speaking and putting those thoughts into your mind. But you can also do what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 is to bring every thought into captivity that exalts itself against the true knowledge of God. And the way you bring a thought into captivity is by saying what, and when the enemy puts this thought in your head, is to say, when the devil says you can't do this, this is not going to happen, then you need to come out and say, well, I thank you, Lord, that according to your word, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. You know, you don't even have to acknowledge Satan. All you have to do is just come back with what God's word says. That's all he wants us to do. And when you're doing your confessing the word every morning, all the confessing that means is saying the same thing. You know, and the Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. You know, in other words, when we say things, then he can activate. Everything that you see was activated with the words. And things haven't changed. But that's the reason why so many brothers and sisters are in pain and in lack today, is because they don't understand that the word that they're speaking is causing them to have what they have. If you want it, you're going to have to speak it. I have, like I said, I've got books and books, and I think one time I brought a bunch of my books that, you know, you write that down, and you know, when God speaks, you write that down and you confess it. And you just keep right on. I've got things I was confessing this morning. I looked at it and I said, Lord, I wrote that in 2015. Or Lord, I wrote that in 2006. You know, God, it never gets old. It never gets old. Praise the Lord. But you know, like I said, that's why we have to know the wiles of the devil. We have to be alert. In some translations in 1 Peter, it says, be alert, be sober-minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around. That's what I was talking about a while ago. He's always roaming around looking for someone to devour. But we don't have to be that someone.
That's right.
We don't have to be that someone. We can be that someone, but we don't have to be that someone. Like I said, I knew it was him accusing me. And so I said, Lord, since my time is in your hands, I declare that you will deliver me from the hands of my enemies and from those who persecute me. You, we are in God's hands, brothers and sisters, and he will deliver us if we trust him, if we give it to him. That's why he said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. Yes. He did not create us. We physically are not able to carry the burdens. Our bodies were not created to do that. We're physically and mentally not able to carry the burdens that the enemy wants to put on you. And that's why God says, cast them on me, because he can. He can carry them. We can't carry them, but you can't cast them on him and then turn right around and take them back again. You kind of, you know, it's like you went out there and plant, you know, we're entering into springtime. People are planting. You go plant that rose bush over there, and tomorrow you go dig it back up again, and then you plant it again. You ain't going to get any roses. And that's what we do with casting our cares. We talk to the Lord, and we just waste all of our breath by telling him every detail, which he already knows. He's waiting for us to give him the answer, which is in his word. Lord, you said, it is written. You know, because he knows what your problem is. You know, and when you give it to him, just don't take it back. Let him carry it, because like I said, we're not physically and mentally able to carry it. But we do carry it sometimes. I'm guilty. You're guilty. And we're all still going to remain a little bit guilty, but not a whole lot guilty. Because we know we don't have to. We know that we're not physically able. Just think about if you were carrying a 50-pound bag of flour or something on your back all day long. And sometimes those burdens feel that way. And I know about 50-pound bags of flour because my daddy used to buy them. my mother had a big family. She was an only child, and there was 13 kids. So we didn't buy 2-pound bags of flour. We bought everything by the tins, you know, and eggs by the gross. But anyway, I said, Father, I'm totally dependent on your strong hand, and I'll not worry or fret, you know, because that's what it tells us in Philippians 4:6. He says, don't fret nor be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, continue to make your requests known to me. And the God of all peace will fill you with a peace that surpasses all understanding. I hope you're hearing me. He said, and I said, for I know that you have a good plan, because that's when I said, I know that you have a good plan for my life and my family, as I said before in Jeremiah 29:11 and in Psalms 139. But brothers and sisters, if you're facing difficulties today, you can take comfort in this verse, knowing that it is not a promise to immediately rescue us from hardship or suffering, but rather a promise that he, God, has a plan for our lives. And regardless of our current situation, he can and will work through whatever the situation to prosper us and to give us hope, to give us a good end. And in Proverbs 19:22, it says, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Yes. You know, we can plan a lot of things. And like I said, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that's always going to prevail. Saints, the Lord is here for you. And he will protect you and send you help when you need it. Amen. He says he will. Thank you. It says in Psalm 78:13-14, it said, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the water stand up like a heap. Yes. And verse 14 says, then he led them with the cloud by day and all the night with a light of fire. Verse 15 said, he split the rocks in the wilderness and gave them abundant drink like the ocean depths. Hallelujah. Does that sound like a God that will not protect you? You know, you think about Daniel. I think it was Daniel who was in the lion's den. He threw him in down there with the lions. And he just slept all night. You know, because God closed their mouths. You know, and the Bible tells us in the end days that the lambs and the lions will lay down together. There won't be any violence. They won't be anything like that. Like I said before, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Says he changes not in Malachi 3:6. He says he will not recant his words. In Numbers 23:19, he tells us that he is not a man that he should lie. nor the son of man that he should change his mind. He said, have I not spoken it, and has it not been? Praise God. He will always prove himself faithful from beginning to end.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is, there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.